Hello again and welcome to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. This is our go-to podcast on eRadio where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. I'm Ion and I'm joined by Dr. Clifford Yudelman from OptiSmile, and we're about to take another deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So whether you're looking to brighten your smile or just protect your wallet, we've got you covered with practical advice and the latest insights. So stay tuned, stick around as we uncover the secrets to maintaining both your dental health and also your finances. Once again, a big welcome to you, Dr. Yudelman.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be back and I look forward to chatting with you today all about Invisalign and other clear aligners and maybe highlighting some of the differences and similarities.
So, Doctor, what would you say sets Invisalign apart from other clear aligner brands?
By all accounts, they are the original. They were founded in 1997. They have done over 17 million cases.
Wow.
That's 17 million patients. Their revenue in 2023 was $3.86 billion. That's billion. That's a very big company. They have over 21,000 employees around the world. They keep getting voted as one of the best companies to work for. I don't work for them, but Dr. Harris, one of our main providers at OptiSmile, has actually become an Invisalign, certified Invisalign trainer, and they fly him to Ghana to certify people, and he goes to Joburg, and we actually are teaching other dentists how to do Invisalign. It's amazing. Their advanced technology, they use state-of-the-art 3D imaging and computer modeling, which isn't always the case with other brands. They've got 400 patents. Their plastic that they use, they studied literally hundreds of different plastics, and it's called Smart Track material, and it's patented. I've read and watched videos on that material. A lot of these other aligners, they tell you to wear them for 2 weeks, but after 3 or 4 days, the plastic has gone a bit pop or soft, for people who are listening not from South Africa. Whereas Smart Track material keeps up its springiness the entire week. With Invisalign, you change your aligners every week. I don't know if that's possible with other aligners. We have tried several other brands from overseas and from South Africa, and we've decided at OptiSmile just to only use Invisalign because of the technology. They've got amazing support and training. There's a huge portal. They're always putting on more courses and bringing people from overseas. The patients in South Africa can now benefit because there's more and more experienced providers in South Africa. They, depending on how many aligners you have, if you have something called comprehensive, which is more than 20 aligners, they've got a 3 or a 5 year warranty, which means if you don't wear your retainers for some reason and your teeth go crooked and it's now 2 years later, you can go to any dentist in the world, you get the case transferred, or you can go back to your original dentist and they will make more aligners at no charge. The dentist, of course, will charge to scan you and to order the aligners, but you know, aligners can be, you know, 20 or 30,000 rand when you order a set or more, and they've got this warranty. And I just recently had a patient come and see me where she had Invisalign a few years ago and she was still under warranty, and now she's wanting to change her smile and get some injection molding, and we actually want to create some spaces between her front teeth, so we're going to order some more aligners and move her teeth outwards, and then we're going to bond or injection mold, and yeah, we're going to charge her to do that, but she won't have to pay for more aligners. Like I said, they spend literally hundreds of millions on continuous research, and now there's Invisalign Teen, there's Invisalign Phase One or Invisalign First for kids as young as 8 or 9 or 10 years old, even when they still have baby teeth. I can keep going. I mean, it sounds like an advertisement. And basically it is, we just love Invisalign. We know that there's other companies out there, but if anyone's looking at clear aligners, I always say get a quote, go see a genuine Invisalign provider first, and then go, obviously, if you're a wise consumer, maybe go and find out about some of these other brands and be sure that you're armed with this, with the correct questions, which maybe you'll get a lot of stuff out of today's podcast and know what to ask.
Doctor, can you explain the technology behind Invisalign?
So when you come and see us, we use an iTero scanner. That's I-T-E-R-O. It's the only genuine Invisalign scanner. If you don't have an iTero, you can't do Invisalign. It's got a lot of advanced features. We can scan you with the iTero, and it's got near-infrared imaging, which will show us if there's any cavities between your teeth, similar to x-rays, but using infrared. It does HD photos. The scan is very, very, very accurate. And then what we can do is run what's called Invisalign Outcome Simulator right there on the iTero. We can take a picture with Invisalign, or we take a picture on the Invisalign app, the Invisalign Doctors app, of your smile, and it will create a 3D digital model and a customized treatment plan, you know, right there and then. We will get more detail on this in our next podcast. Most of the stuff I've just told you is not possible with generic aligners. The smart track material we already mentioned, customized treatment plans. Not only do we then send the scan off to Invisalign with particular instructions and a prescription, and we work with technicians that are very experienced and they follow our instructions, we get it back from Invisalign, and then we have ways to move things around and change them and to communicate with the technician and change things until we're happy. And then we customize it very, very precisely up to 0.2 millimeter. And they're designed to apply the exact right amount of force at the right time for efficient tooth movement. None of this really exists in any of the other systems. Regular progress monitoring. We're able to use the Invisalign progress assessment. So say you've had 8 aligners and you say, oh, I don't think this tooth is moving much, doc. We just go ahead and we scan you at that appointment, and it goes onto the cloud. We tell it that you're on aligner number 8, and it pulls down from the cloud where your teeth are supposed to be, and then we've obviously got the scan from where they are now, and it superimposes them, and it shows us in every direction, whether it's tilting or moving the root or moving the tooth sideways or rotating, all the different movements, and it will show us everything in green, and more often than not, every single movement on every single tooth is green. If there's one spot where it's not quite tracking, we might have you wear your next aligner for a little bit longer or make some changes. Invisalign also offers what's called mid-course correction. If for some reason something is not going according to plan, we can scan you and order another whole set of aligners at no charge. There's so many features. I think there's just even too many to go into. Yeah, it's just so much available.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how does the treatment process of Invisalign compare with other brands?
So the treatment process, the initial consultation and customization, as far as I know, Invisalign is the only system that you can get a outcome simulation, especially an in-face simulation. We now, as I mentioned previously, can do a movie of, or we do a movie of you speaking, and then once we do the plan, we can show you in your face how the teeth will look and move them around, and then show you another movie, and we can do multiple treatment plans and offer you an A or B option. We usually decide on behalf of the patient depending on their goals. We don't confuse them. Once we've shown you your plan and you've approved it, we click approve, and they start making them. And these days we get them back in 2 weeks, and we get the whole box or two boxes, depending on how many aligners you need. And they always fit beautifully. We've never had any problem with them. They're made with 3D printing technology. They're very accurate. The other brands use different materials and technologies, which can affect the comfort and results. Some dentists even make aligners in their own office. You know, the customization and the quality is really not there at the moment. Maybe in the future, we'll be making them in-house, or there'll be something better than Invisalign. But at the moment, they're really a step ahead. Yeah, treatment duration and effectiveness, much more efficient treatment times. We had a patient, she actually sent us a video to put on our YouTube for the practice, where we were going to do 14 aligners for her. This was before lockdown. She ended up going somewhere else, and she saw one of the top providers in a local brand. And 18 months later, her teeth still hadn't moved to where she wanted them. And she was very upset. She made a video, and she insisted that we put it on our YouTube. It's there on the OptiSmile YouTube, this person talking about what their experience was like. We see you regularly. There are other places or dentists or providers that will order generics and then give them all to you and say, come back when you're done. The patient experience and support is unbelievable. And overall, patients are very happy. I mean, it's not the leading brand over the last 30 or so years, what, 1997, 20, they're going on for like 27 years. Dr. Harris in our practice has been doing Invisalign for 20 years.
Wow. That's quite a long time, eh? 20 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done. So, Doctor, what are the unique benefits of using Invisalign?
So, it's a very clear plastic. Some of the other aligners don't fit as well as the Invisalign. So, I think we got into the stuff about the brushing and the eating and no wires. The Invisalign is very, very predictable. And then, like I said, we can order additional aligners. You can actually see a preview of your expected outcome before you even start. We can treat a wide range of orthodontic issues from simple to complex. A lot of the other generic aligners are only meant for moving the six or the social six front teeth. Recently, they tried to introduce where they can move back teeth as well, but Invisalign's got so many different patents and things that even if they wanted to copy them, they couldn't. And yeah, the versatility makes it suitable for so many different patients.
And Doctor, I've been meaning to ask you, how does Invisalign ensure precise tooth movements? That's quite interesting.
Yeah, so the ClinCheck software, which is the software where we do the design, is very, 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 very accurate. We can pull up a grid, a 1 millimeter grid, and we can move through the different process. And when we move at 5 clicks or 5 aligners, we can see that a tooth is moving 1 millimeter. I mean, that's how accurate it is, whether you're looking at a rotation or a tilt or an eruption or an intrusion, your different materials, you can actually see it to the 0.2 of a millimeter. You can click on something called superimpose and actually show where the tooth was and where it's moved to. And we watch it like a movie. We show the patient all of this. I mentioned the smart track material. They have now what's called these custom attachments, where instead of just having a generic blob of plastic on a tooth, the Invisalign special attachments have got lots of different patents on them, which other companies can't copy. And that makes sure that the teeth move in the direction that you want them to move. Or when you've got kids or teenagers, you can do a compliance indicator that will change color, which shows parents and shows us they've actually been wearing them properly. So it's like a blue dot. And after 7 days, the blue dot fades. There's no other way to get it to fade other than to wearing them. So yeah, there's a lot going on there.
And let's talk about costs. What are the costs associated with Invisalign versus other aligners?
Oh, that's a great question, because it's often perceived to be more expensive. And in many cases, it can be, because the provider that's doing the Invisalign has invested a lot more time in general in training and in purchasing an iTero scanner. And there's a lot more that goes into the planning other than taking a mold, you know, with goopy stuff or scanning with a cheap scanner and sending it to a lab where the lab in Pretoria or wherever is just doing something on the software and sending you back a PDF and showing you this is what we're going to do. I mean, to be honest, we just saw a patient recently has been wearing aligners, generic aligners for 18 months and the teeth are still crooked, and they've come to us and we just submitted their ClinCheck, and it's going to take us about 20 weeks to sort out all the problems that these other aligners couldn't do. But we thought, look, let's just order more aligners from that lab because it doesn't look like there's much more to go. They wanted to make 13 aligners and charge 26,000 Rand. That's not including our fee. And I don't want to say what the actual cost to order the aligners is because different dentists get different pricing depending on their level of experience or how many cases they do with Invisalign. But when you get generic aligners, every time the dentist has to scan you and order more aligners, there's another charge, and they usually will just pass it on to the patient. And there's a lot of dissatisfaction when it comes to that. We at the moment, we don't charge patients to show them outcome simulation. All of these other companies, all of these other brands, if you want to see what your teeth are going to look like, they're going to charge you to do that. The support that you get from the other companies is just not the same. And the warranties, all of that, we have not seen that same kind of service and warranty and follow-up. Invisalign has been amazing for us. Some of the others might show that they have fewer in-person visits, but not only does that reduce costs or does it appear to reduce costs, but also the level of professional oversight. We offer payment plans for patients. If patients pay up front, we always give a 15% discount because who doesn't love a discount? And for patients that want to pay over 3 months or 6 months or 12 months, we offer payment plans. Some of the other aligner companies have managed to secure outside financing. But as we all know in South Africa, you know, if you buy something for 60 or 80,000 Rand, then you finance it with consumer financing, you're going to be paying about 24% interest, and you pay something like that over 2 or 3 years, you're going to almost end up paying double what you were originally quoted. And, you know, like they say, what's it, excuse my accent, but goed koop is duur koop.
Yes, that is it. Ja, goedkoop is dierkoop. Ja, that's it.
Or buyer beware. And there's also, on the other hand, there's that expression about the taste, the sour taste of poor quality is long remembered after the sweet taste of price is considered something like that. I don't know if it was Shakespeare who said that. Don't quote me, but I know people use that sometimes, but you get what you pay for in general. And Invisalign is not cheap. I want to just say right here, it's not for everybody. We get a lot of patients come in, they get a outcome simulation, they get a quote. It's almost always more than what they expect. We like to do video consultations with patients so that they don't come and waste their time traveling. We get patients from all over, from Hermanus, from all over. And we don't want someone to come in all the way just to hear that it's not within their reach. So we'll do a free video consult. We don't like to give generic prices over email and over the phone, but we don't hide anything. And yeah, you gotta compare apples to apples. So I think that's enough about pricing there. But anybody who's interested in pricing can set up a free video consult with us. And you can shop around, you'll generally find that upfront Invisalign is probably going to be more than generic aligners, but in the end, you're going to pay one way or another with extra time or all the additional aligners or just not getting the result that you want.
And in terms of customer support, doctor, can you tell us a bit more about that and also follow-up care provided by Invisalign?
Yeah, great question. So like I said, there's professional oversight. The you got a licensed dentist or orthodontist. We do regular checkups and adjustments. This makes sure that your treatment progresses as planned. And if there are any issues, they address promptly. Invisalign makes sure that all the providers are certified, whereas some of the generic brands in South Africa, I got an email a number of years ago when I had a particular scanner, not an iTero. They said, oh, because you own this scanner, we've made you a provider for Invisalign. Just click here and do an 8-hour course and we'll give you a certificate. And I'm not exaggerating. That's the case. And it's still the case with some of the other brands out there. With Invisalign, a dentist has had to go through a whole lot of online learning and then in-person 2-day certification. And then in the first year, you have to attend a lot of study clubs, and you book appointments with an actual dentist or orthodontist to go over all of your treatment planning. We have the experience at OptiSmile and the support where we are able to make sure that all of that oversight happens, you know, in our practice, but that's not always the case. If you see a brand new Invisalign provider, they do get support from Invisalign, but obviously experience counts for a lot. And we are the top provider of Invisalign in the Western Cape. I like to say in South Africa, but there is another orthodontist in Johannesburg. If anyone's in Johannesburg and Cape Town's too far, Dr. Stephen Flax is the top provider in South Africa. Just a shout out to him. He's been doing it for as long as OptiSmile, as long as Dr. Harris, and he does a lot of Invisalign. So if you can't come to Cape Town, go and see Stephen in Joburg. But there are other providers, so you can pick one from Invisalign. I think it's africa.invisalign.com. If you just Google Invisalign Africa, Invisalign South Africa, you should find their website and find a genuine provider. What else? That's support. There's very good patient education. We give people frequently asked questions. We give them informed consent. We tell them all the things that should happen and things that might not happen. And we always make sure people get retainers at the end so that their treatment lasts for the rest of their life. We don't just straighten their teeth and say, okay, on your way now. And then a year later, their teeth are crooked again. And we see people every year thereafter at no charge for a retainer check, make sure their teeth haven't moved. So yeah, we love Invisalign, in case you couldn't tell.
And what kind of success stories have you seen with Invisalign, doctor?
Literally hundreds and hundreds, over 100 a year. I don't want to give the exact number, but every Invisalign story is a success story. And we make sure if it hasn't moved exactly where we want it, if the teeth haven't moved, we order additional aligners because we get them at no extra charge. We see so many patients with improvements, not only in their smile, you know, with crowding, spacing, bite problems, aesthetic and functional benefits, they chewing better, their self-esteem, which is the main thing, their confidence. We've got over 300 and something 5-star reviews on our Google. Anyone can just Google OptiSmile and look at the reviews. Many, many, many of those are from Invisalign, and that's just a fraction. You know, not everybody takes the time to go online and give reviews. When we do video consultations with patients, we will show them before and afters. The before and after transformations are very dramatic. We can show you on a video consultation what a ClinCheck looks like, show you what injection molding looks like. If you go on YouTube or any Reddit or any of those types of forums, you'll see on Facebook especially, you'll see that the top aligner company is Invisalign because of its precision and predictability. And you know, that type of those types of endorsements, you know, build trust and confidence, and it helps bring us a lot of new patients. And so many of our Invisalign patients are just referred by friends and family. It's very common for someone in the family to get Invisalign, and then the next thing you got the kids, or you've got the mom wanting it, or vice versa. The mom gets it, and the next thing the dad comes in because he's jealous. His smile's all crooked. So, yeah.
And any cases where Invisalign might not be the best option?
So there's certain things that are just impossible and almost near impossible, even with braces. There's cases where patients maybe need jaw surgery, where the lower jaw is very small. We don't have a huge amount of experience with jaw surgery at OptiSmile with Invisalign, but now it's become the preferred option overseas with for pre-surgical Invisalign. We do have an orthodontist that we refer to if someone does need surgery, and they would either do it with braces or Invisalign. The Invisalign does go quicker. They do the Invisalign, and then the patient goes and has surgery. So that is something that even braces, you know, can't correct. But generally, the Invisalign can do almost everything braces can do. There are times where we need to do elastics. There's something that we just exploring. It's called TADs, or temporary anchorage devices. They're little mini implants that you actually insert actually into the area between the roots. They sound painful, but they're not. And then we can attach elastics from, say, from the cheek side to the palate side, and that pull down much harder on the aligner if you need to push a tooth in. It's a very hard movement. The main thing where Invisalign is not the best option is if you've got a patient who's not going to be compliant. So generally, if someone's paying for it themselves, they're going to make sure that they do it, that they're going to wear them. If they're humming and hawing, we tend to tell them to go away and think about it. Like, if you're not going to do this, don't waste your money. And you've got to be consistent with wearing them. Otherwise, just don't even do it. Used to be a thing that young patients with developing dentition might not be ideal, but now it's even more ideal. I don't know if you've ever seen where a kid gets a little spring device that's put in their mouth, and the mother has to turn a screw every day until the palate grows.
No.
Invisalign now. Yeah, yeah. It's like a little, it's like a medieval torture device. When Invisalign is launched in Canada, and I think it's now just approved for the US. We don't have it here yet, but we'll get it soon. And it's 30 little plates that a kid as young as 8 can, you put the first one in on day one. The next day they put the second one. And over 30 days, it improves the size of the upper jaw by a huge amount. And it's like a pre-Invisalign treatment. It's using this palatal expander. So there's things now that you can do with Invisalign that you can't even do with braces. Yeah, a lot of time the pre-Invisalign or Invisalign phase one can be a very short treatment to help the jaws to grow. It can be maybe 3 months. The little kiddies are actually more compliant than maybe a 14-year-old boy. And then you wait till the teeth fall out, and then they have like a 5-year treatment timing. So by the time all the permanent teeth have fallen out, say at age 12, I mean, should I say the baby teeth have fallen out, then you order a full set of Invisalign, and often the treatment is much shorter. They might need 20 aligners, whereas if you wait until they're 14 or 15 and the teeth are going really crooked, some of those cases, those are the patients where you might need up to 40 aligners. The budget constraints is sometimes something that stops people, because braces is always going to be cheaper. You know, you buy some little brackets and little elastics and some wires. You're not paying a company like Invisalign. You know, they didn't make $3.8 billion in 2023 by not charging. So it is expensive. And one must weigh up the benefits and the costs to make an informed decision, you know, between like your individual needs and your financial situation.
And then our final question for today, Doctor, how does Invisalign maintain its position as a market leader in clear aligners?
So continuous innovation. They're always winning awards for their research and development, and they fund a lot of research at universities. There's professors and university lecturers all over the world that lecture on Invisalign. There's so many courses that dentists can take. Their own platform is unbelievable. I just, in the last couple of months, have done 82 modules of training, which is free. It's on my platform, and I haven't even started to scratch the surface. If I get interested, I don't, at the moment, I don't treat the kids in the practice. Dr. Harris and Dr. Kira, there's four of us at OptiSmile that do Invisalign. There's Harris, there's Kira, there's Cara, there's myself, and we all have our own preferences. I like the university age students. I'm now at Stellenbosch. I've got three new patients in Stellenbosch tomorrow. If we get the young developing kids, Harris has got a lot of experience, but if I get a lot of interest in that, there's literally months and months of free training for me that I can watch online and even get help from Invisalign directly. If I didn't have Harris and Kira in the practice, I could just train and learn how to do that. The very high standards of care from Invisalign and support. There's always that brand trust and recognition. You know, they sponsor the NFL. They do all the football players overseas. One of the feathers in our cap is I did Brian Abana's Invisalign. It's all over our Instagram. If anyone wants to go to our Instagram and go back to last year, he had 10 aligners on his upper before he went to France. We did injection molding and whitening. You can send him a DM. He's a cool guy. He'll probably answer you. You can ask him anything. We did some Q&A with Brian Abana. You know, there's that those types of endorsements and positive testimonials. And then the global reach. We've had patients that started Invisalign with us and they got stranded in France or Australia, and we just transferred their case to another dentist overseas. Or we've had patients that have moved here from overseas, and for one reason or another, they lost their aligners. They were in the middle of treatment. They somehow, you know, life happened. And then the dentist just fills in a form, transfers the case to us. We pick up where they ended off. We scan them. We order more aligners. Yeah, wide reach, accessibility. It's just an unbelievable company. I hope someone at Invisalign listens to this podcast. In fact, I'm going to send it to them, and maybe they'll check will be in the mail. What do you reckon?
I think they'll be very pleased with you, most definitely.
Yeah, you know, I wish they were paying me to say this, but yeah, I'm just a raving fan. I can't say enough about it. As you can tell, I've been holding off. You know, we started our podcasts on Valentine's Day with how to keep your breath fresh, and then about all the different dental health stuff and the toothaches and wisdom teeth and root canals and all of that. But you can tell what we're passionate about. You know, we're passionate about aligning. We're passionate about whitening and bleaching, which have we actually done a whitening podcast yet? I don't think we have. I've been saving that because it's also a passion. I've got a lot of stuff to say about that. We'll do that after the Invisalign. And then obviously we did a lot on veneers and injection molding, and we call it ABC, aligning, bleaching, and composite bonding. And for us, everything starts with aligning, and aligning at OptiSmile is Invisalign. We've tried the rest, and Invisalign is the best. You can take that to the bank.
Awesome. Dr. Clifford Uderman, once again, a big thank you to you for sharing your expertise with us and your passion. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And if anyone made it to the end of today's podcast, the check is in the mail.
Awesome. Doctor, thanks so much once again. And also remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more enlightening discussions. Join us again next week as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Also check out all the previous podcasts. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.